Blog Talk Radio. Amen, amen, brothers and sisters, listening to that beautiful music, I tell you, he is able, he is able. And all those songs that I need thee, yes, we need the Lord every hour, every minute, second of day. So let us go into a word of prayer. Oh, gracious, loving, holy Father, we come before you on this Sabbath day, Lord Father. Heavenly Father, as we humble ourselves and approach your throne of grace, Father, we ask in you, Father, to help us, forgive us, Father, and lead us tonight and all your children that will come to the prayer line tonight. Lord, may we glorify thee. And Lord, may we keep your Sabbath holy, and may we keep your commandments, Lord. And most of all, the Bible tells us that when we fellowship together, let us be in one mind. Let us love one another. And Lord, the beauty of God is love. And the Bible says love is everything. So Lord, we're asking you to be here with us tonight. Come, come and fall on us tonight, your Spirit, your Holy Spirit, Father. Let it overshadow us tonight with your love and your mercy. So, Father, please touch your children's heart, Lord, and let them come on to hear the word of God. Lord, we don't know who the Lord is going to save or who he's going to change on this prayer line to help them overcome self or help them overcome some habit or another. Oh, Father, we pray that you use us tonight. And, Lord, it may not be me. It could be another brother or sister. But whomever, Lord, speak through their heart and help them to be able to be used on this prayer line, that you can save a soul. And Lord, and that's what this word of God is all about, saving souls and repenting and turning from our ways. Oh, Father, thank you tonight. Bless us, Father, while we come to share on here, on this prayer line, Father. And Lord, we pray for all brothers and sisters, the ones that have been on here from the past and the ones on here even tonight. We ask him for a blessing. We asking you, dear Father, to touch your heart and let them give their testimony, what God has done for them. And we thank you, Father, for all your blessings that you have blessed us this week to give us safe traveling mercy. You give us protection. You give us rest. You fed us. You protected us. Oh, Father, all we can say is glory, glory be to God. Oh, thank you, Father, for this prayer line. And, Lord, we lift it up to you, Lord. We need thee tonight, Lord, Father, to bless us, Lord, with the word of God. Help and strengthen us tonight. Lord, we pray for the ministry that's in Jamaica, Lord, Father. We pray for ministries all over this world, the one that truly serving you and worshiping you, Lord. And may those that seeking you, Father, may they find you, Lord, while they seek it. And, Father, we give in honor and praise to our Savior, Jesus Christ, whom gave his life, and that we may have life and more abundant. Oh, thank you, Heavenly Father, for the blessing that we are here on this day, Lord. Lord, thank you for allowing us to be in the land of the living, Lord, that we can be on this prayer line to just say something about what you have done for us this week. I want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for bringing my husband home safe, my daughter home safe. Lord, thank you. And who all out there on the highway still, Father, we pray for them that you be with them and give them safe traveling mercy. And we pray, dear Father, also for the word of God, that the word may touch our heart and convict us, Lord, and that we may turn from our ways. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever I fail to forget, remember, Lord, I'm asking that our Savior take it to our Father in prayer. And, Lord, we do pray for your Holy Spirit to overshadow us and bless us tonight. In the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And brothers and sisters, I just want to thank you for joining us tonight and for being a faithful servant to God, coming to support the prayer line. We're going to begin to open this line in just a minute. As we lift up the word of God, we're going to read the prophecy, and it talks about the Lord of the Sabbath. It says, many who profess to love God and keep his commandments are making void his law. God is greatly dishonored by the failures of professed Christians to reveal the unity that should be seen among his children. No one can enter the heavenly portal who fails to practice the great principle of love. Those who love God will love one another. Oh, praise the Lord. They will show by a Christ-like life that they are members of the royal family. And I'm going to read one more. It is the plan of God that every conference, every church shall cherish the spirit of sympathy and helpfulness. We are to build one another up in the most holy faith, seeking the impartation of the Holy Spirit, that in clear, bright ray we may reflect the light of heaven. Shall we allow the enemy to enter to cause discord and separation, to rob families of happiness and the church of usefulness? Shall we allow him to use us to prevent the great and blessed work of reformation? Who can say, it is well with my soul, while evil thinkers and evil speakers are allowed to rule in the heart? And I read that from Review and Herald, February 11, 1902, Art A, paragraph 23. Amen. And we will begin to open the line, and I'm going to say welcome again, my brothers and sisters. May God bless each and every one of us tonight, and that you share your testimonies and give him praise. And we just want to thank God for you. So we're going to begin to open the first one, the press one. It's 646 has pressed one first. And brothers and sisters, please press one. So if you're on early, you can press one and you can share early. I believe that Sister Costanelli already on. She's been on since early. And Sister Costanelli, I don't want to leave you way behind because I know you have something you can share. So press one early so you can share your testimony also. Amen. So 646-986, your line is open. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good night. This is Eva. How is everyone doing today? I hope everyone is fine and blessed. I want to thank my Heavenly Father first and foremost for yet another day. For this is the day that he has made, and I will be glad and definitely rejoice in it because I thank him for life, health, and strength. Before I do prayer, I hope it's okay with everyone that I read something. I write. That's one of the gifts that God has given me, and I really love it. So when I first met Sister Taniko, when I first started speaking to her, as I said, she has been a very big help to me, spiritually, physically, and emotionally. I was able to speak to her like I was speaking to my Heavenly Father, and she helped soothe my soul. So I wrote this especially for her, but since I've been on a prayer line, this goes to all my sisters that's in Christ, and of course, sisters in Christ, actually. A closer walk with thee is what your search for and has allowed me to be. You are on a mission for Jesus Christ, and with this, there is no price. Even though many doors may have been slammed in your face, you continue to run this race, spreading God's word, placing joy in your heart. You and me shall never part. You may stop to give a prayer out to someone which has blessed them because they felt like they were done. Nothing without God you are, but with God you shall go far. He's using you as a tool. You are blessed, favored, loved by the Lord. You are no fool. Thanks to me, Trinity, that keeps you no sorrow, tears, not even being blue. For you speak the word with the power of your tongue, this is true. You know this now because at one time you had no clue. Life and death, yet you can speak without a doubt. So use it wisely, let it sprout. So speak life of the new with resurrection, for which you endure for the death of the old, engage with you for sure. And I thank you for listening to my phone. Now, I thank him yet again for all the words that he placed in my mouth, because everything that comes out comes from the Lord. I've learned that the tongue is a sword, it's a knife, it cuts. and it hurts even without us thinking, so we must use it wisely. So thank you, Father, for all that you have done, that you're doing, and you're going to do. Just thank you for you being you, Lord Jesus. I thank you that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I thank you, Father. I thank you for your blood, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, in which you shed by your crucifixion, in which you did willingly, Lord, on your own accord. Because of this, by your stripes, we are healed. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We claim healing for all things, Lord, mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. We thank you for this. Thank you for your guidance, Lord, your unconditional love as our shepherd. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you that if one of your sheep is lost, then you are concerned and you look for us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I thank you, Father, that you took the time to wait for me. You have given me more than a second chance, Lord, and because of this, I truly and deeply love you. I thank you for the fruit of the Spirit, in which you definitely are, Lord Jesus, and which I hope to be one day. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the whole armor, Lord Jesus, that you gave to us so that we can defeat our enemies. But we must remember, by defeating our enemies, we're not doing this alone, Lord Jesus. We're doing this because of you and with you. Hallelujah. You are our health. You are our strength, Lord Jesus. You are the giant that's defeated. The giants above that think they're above you, Lord Jesus. You are the one that helps those that's in need, that's with thee, that's not with thee. You search for us, you look for us, you seek for us, but because you have given us will to do, to speak, and to say things on our own, you wait for us. You don't make us come to you, because not each and every one of us chose to come to you. But I thank you, Father, that I was one of the ones, along with the ones on the prayer line, that has chosen to come to me, to help one another, to strengthen one another, to just help us through our trials, our tribulations, Lord Jesus. And I thank you for that, Lord Jesus. I thank you that by your blood, a condition of love, and your spirit, that we can say we are blessed, we are favored, we are kind, we are beautiful, we have patience. And even when we don't feel like it, and we don't believe this in ourselves, Lord Jesus, I thank you that you believe it, that you know it, and that because you know it and you believe it, that we must see ourselves as Christians, as a love of you this way. That we can't be, or we can't allow ourselves, everybody, to be no other way. And I thank you for that. I just thank you that you can do all things. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for making a way. We seem to do no way, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I just thank you because you are worthy of the praise, Lord Jesus. You are worthy of the honor. I thank you for your grace and your mercy. I thank you that because we are no longer under the law and we are under grace and mercy, that we have strength, Lord Jesus. We have a second chance, Lord. We can see ourselves to be what people don't see us. We can see ourselves that we are powerful, that we're strong, Lord Jesus. And that if something comes our way today with your help, that we know that we're going to overcome it, Lord Jesus. Because why? Because we are also overcomers. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. So Father, I just thank you for these things. I thank you for my life, my health, my strength. I thank you for my children, my grands, my great-grands. I thank you for each and every person on the prayer line, Lord Jesus. And not only do I pray for myself, Lord Jesus, but I pray for the prayer line. I pray for everyone on the prayer line that when the child and tribulation that they go through, they know in faith with power that they're going to overcome it because you are by their side. You are within us. You carry us when we need to be carried. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So I thank you for these things, Lord. I just thank you just because you are worthy. I thank you because I know that anything that I have is because of you. I thank you that because I know if I don't have money in my pocket to put food on the table for my children, hallelujah, that you're going to make a way that we never go hungry, hallelujah. I thank you for where I am, Lord Jesus, even though I'm in a shelter. I thank you for the shelter because not only did it put a roof over my head, it put a roof over my children's head. And I tell them, they don't like being here because we're all in one room, but I tell them, the only way we can make it, and we have to take this and make this our home until God decides to give us a permanent home. So, and I thank you because with you, Lord, I've learned a lot. With you, Lord, I've come a long way. With you, Lord, you have changed me from my old ways to my new ways, and you're still changing me. You're still showing me things. I'm still seeing things. I'm still reading things. I'm still learning things. I'm still meeting people, Christ-like, Lord Jesus, to help me, to teach me more, Father. So I thank you for these things. Hallelujah. Lord, I have so much that I want to say to you, but because I'm on the prayer line and other people want to give you the praise and honor and the glory, I just want to say thank you, each and every person that listens to me, that prays for me, and that helps me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God and thank the Lord for you, you know, because when we think that we have it bad, someone else always have it worse. But sister, God has blessed you. As you have prayed, my sister, God heard your prayer. And so, He's going to bless you. You already asked. Just believe, sister. Believe what he's going to do for you. Praise God. And you know, brothers and sisters, we'll be lifting you up. So you have the faith.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
So we thank you so much for coming on here and sharing. And we thank you so much for coming on, being a faithful to support the prayer line. And we're grateful to that. So you continue to come and listen. And by God's grace, he's going to strengthen you. So you stay strong, my sister. And now we're going to go to the next caller. And we're going to open the line for 985-232. We're opening your line. And sisters and brothers, we're going to ask that we got to be a certain time because, you know, everyone pressed one and I would have to be able to open the line. But Sister Eva, don't worry. You had a special request. So my sisters and brothers, 985-232, your line is open. Amen?
Amen. Good evening, sisters and brothers. This is Sister Brenda calling from Humble, Louisiana. I want to thank God for us being here in Atlanta living one more time. I would like to read a devotion prayer. Lord God, you are the God. You are the God of wisdom and truth. You know all the wisdom and created. Lord, make me wise. You have set responsibilities before me, and I want to do them well. So give me wisdom on how to complete the task the best I can. You know me. You know the gifts you're giving me. I know that you can never have too much wisdom, so make me wise. And always keep me humble because I do what I can to be wise and proud. And I come to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. We just want to thank the Lord and thank him for his son, Jesus, on this day and every day, because without him, we can't do nothing, because we see it every day, so much going on. But I just want to ask prayer for me, my sisters and brothers, my family, and all the sick, homeless, and well, my family, my Being Life family members on and off the line, wherever they may be, and just pray for our
our sister Powell and wherever she's at in Jamaica. She's in Jamaica helping her join a mission over there, and all our other sisters and brothers doing tasks everywhere else. Just the Lord keep them safe and keep them wrapped around his arm during his mission. So I thank you. Amen, Brother John.
I'd like to say hello to everyone. Happy Sabbath. This is Brother John from Hummel, Louisiana, and also happy Sabbath for my wife, too. And just want to say thank God. You know, I like to speak my wife at the words she had spoke with you, the reading she gave. That was real powerful. And I really try to focus on thinking that way, you know, like that, just keeping a lot of positive as much as I can in me. And like I always say, share with others. That's the main thing, too. I know Jesus and God want us to share what we know, not just keep it to ourselves and feel good about it. He wants to share it so others can learn and feel good inside, too, about things. And they can stay positive just like us, and just like us followers of Jesus. And try to get the whole world. If we can get the whole world and that frame of mind, like the Bible and everything, wow, that would be wonderful. But, you know, I'm a dreamer, but I still just know that it would be a beautiful place. The more and more people we can change. Might not could change the whole world, but some of them are going to be less stubborn. But the majority of them we can save by sharing what we know is going to be always be a blessing to teach others. And doing God's will, like just the power in everybody that's, like my wife said, around the world, helping, doing work for God, you know, and everything. That's the one. So anyway, stay strong, stay in the faith, and keep the prayers coming, and God bless.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Brother John and Sister Brenda. Oh, wisdom, my sister. And, you know, it's always great to have wisdom. And the Bible says, let us get understanding. But when we get that wisdom from God, Brother John, you shows it. I just praise God for what I've been seeing with Brother John, sisters and brothers. It's truly a turnaround that he always talk about, you know. And it's just a blessing to see it in Sister Brenda, a turnaround. So as God is working in their life and showing faith by following what they're reading. So I just want to give God the praise because I can see it right before my eyes. So we just want to thank God for that as we continue to lift them and their family up. Amen. So once again, my sister and my brother-in-law, God bless, and you all keep up the good work. Amen. And we're going to go to the next caller, which is 272-770. We open in your line. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Leola. God bless you. This is Sister Simico from Pennsylvania. And I just want to give the Lord praise and honor and glory because he's so worthy to be praised. I thank him for bringing me through another week. Be here with my precious, beloved brothers and sisters on this prayer line. And I would like to read a Bible verse in Psalm 150, verses 1 through 6. It says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him, his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet, the Lord. So that is such a beautiful scripture. May we continue to praise the Lord God Almighty. And I have a song I would like to sing, Power in the Blood.
Would you be free from the burning of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you evil of victory win? There is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, wonder-working power in the blood. your service, for Jesus your King. There is power in the blood, power in the blood. As you lift every His praise as you sing, there is wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonderful power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I'd like to give a prayer request. And I'd like to lift up all my precious brothers and sisters on this event prayer line. And I'd like to lift up Sister Eva. A special prayer goes out to her. We're also lifting up Sister Powell and Alex Nation in Jamaica. We want to lift up her ministry. And we also thank each and every person in Jamaica, all of her precious jewels. We also want to lift up Sister Stephanie and KJ and Kaja. And we pray that they are doing well by God's grace and mercy. To Leona, who's hosting the line this evening, and her family, Brother Rick, and her children, Nicole and Jarvis, and her grandchildren. Sister Continelli as well. Prayer for Sister Daisy, Brother O'Neill, Brother Ricardo, and his wife, Samantha. I'm trying to remember all the names. And Brother Eli, his mom, Rose. So continue to bless each and every one of us. I thank you so much for opening my line. I love you all. Happy, blessed, and safe Sabbath to all of my brothers and sisters. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Tamiko, for coming on and sharing with us, and especially the song. It is God that gets the glory, sisters and brothers, the singing, the songs, the scripture reading, all these things. God is listening. His angels is attending to this meeting that we are on tonight. Praise God, that He is there listening to your voices on this prayer line. So we're giving Him thanks and praise tonight on the prayer line. So we asking our brothers and sisters, don't be ashamed, because God wants to hear from you also. There may be someone that you can convince on this prayer line and be able to help that person to understand God a little bit better. You know, it's not all, the work is not all Sister Leola, that Sister Leola have, but there's someone that has a voice that someone else may need to hear. And let your voice be heard, sisters and brothers, because you never know who you are witnessing to. So I just want to give God the praise and thanking Him for each and every one. Don't never think that your voice doesn't matter. Your voice matters. One and share. So we're going to open the line for Brother Eli right now. And your number, Brother Eli, 857, your line is open. Give us your name and where you're calling from.
Amen. Hello, Sister Miola. Hello, brothers and sisters on the prayer line. Happy Sabbath to all of you. I hope you are so blessed, brothers and sisters. Happy Preparation Day. Brothers and sisters, good evening. My name is Brother Eli. I'd like to thank God because God is good. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Miola and everyone on this line. My name is Brother Eli. I'd like to thank God. Sister Miola, I'd like to thank God for Sister Tamiko singing on this prayer line. I'm praying for, I'm lifting up my mother in prayer, Sister Miola. Please lift up my mother in prayer at the moment. My mother needs a lot of prayer. Sister Miola, do not forget to lift up Sister Tamiko in prayer. Do not forget to lift up Sister Keisha in prayer. I'm lifting up Sister Keisha in prayer. I'm lifting up Brother Taiwan in prayer. I'm lifting up Sister KDN. I'm lifting up Sister Dorothy. I'm lifting up her brothers and sisters, and Sister Miola, please lift up dear brother to Brother Javel, because you know why, you know why, Sister Miola, the enemy is attacking Brother Javel at the moment. So please lift him up in prayer, Sister Miola, because Sister Miola, I am a faithful servant of God, Sister Miola. I believe in the Lord, Sister Miola. And Sister Miola, Brother Javel needs a lot of prayer, Sister Miola. That is true, Sister Miola. You told me that yesterday. He needs a lot. He needs a lot of prayer. Thank you, Sister Miola. So please lift up Brother Javel in prayer, Sister Miola, because the enemy is attacking him like a loin lion. But in the name of Jesus, we're going to pray for Brother Javel hard on this line, Sister Miola. Amen.
Amen.
May God bless you all on this line.
Amen. Amen. Sure enough. Brother Eli, you know, we all need prayers, and we're going to lift up Brother Javel. Yes, and we're going to lift up your family, your mother, and everyone. Amen. And you're so special to the prayer line. You've been faithful on this prayer line for the past 8 to 9 years, I believe, but it's been a blessing, faithful servant of Brother Eli. Amen, brothers and sisters. We definitely got to keep him in prayer and all his friends. So, but we're going to go to the next caller because we want to make sure we open up every line. Brothers and sisters, we still have time for 098. Your line is open and you can give us your name and where you're calling from. Amen.
Howdy do. Happy Sabbath, beloved. Feliz Sabbath. Shabbat Shalom. This is Steffi calling from the Maryland DMV area. God is so good. I am so thankful that I have a heavenly Father that promised that he will take care of my every need. Amen. I had asked you all to pray for me. Mr. Leo, I have some praise report. Won't God do it? I serve an awesome God. I don't know about you, but I can tell you, I serve an awesome God. Amen. We trudged this morning away. My daughter goes to school about an hour and a half from where we live. This morning in traffic, I had planned that, you know, we had a meeting with one of the professor who really had a heart in her heart like Pharaoh, literally like Pharaoh. And we got there early, you know, even, you know, against traffic. You know, my son went his route. I was driving. I was in the passenger side, and I'm going to close my mouth. I'm not going to talk about my route, which I know my route would have been a little bit quicker, but I made him do his thing. I closed my mouth. I said, which way are you going to take? He said, oh, I'm going this way. So I was like, okay, praying all this time. We got there, really before the time that we expected with the traffic. And so the abridged version is that, you know, we got there and got my daughter. We went to the professor's room. We were early. She wasn't there. We waited. Then we saw her coming in, and my daughter was like, Mommy, that is who, you know, that is the professor. So she went in there, and she was in the room, whatever. It wasn't time yet. So I told my daughter, I said, go ahead and knock on the door. But before we did that, I told my daughter to print out everything, right? So my legal mindset was kicking in, right? And so I said, we needed to have everything, in documented. She wanted to do a Zoom for the meeting, and I knew that that was not the best thing. That was not going to work because you need to look people in their eyes, right, so that you can see, and they need to see the spirit that you're coming with. And so we have prayed, people were praying, on the prayer line, that God will intervene. And one of the pastor, actually the pastor that baptized Kaja, actually prayed a prayer, and his prayer was, let not ego, exalt itself, right? Because we have pride and we have ego. And he continued to say, let the heart not be like Pharaoh or Nebuchadnezzar. And I'm telling you, it was the heart like Pharaoh or Nebuchadnezzar. But, I prayed. We went in the room. My daughter had copied something. I told my daughter to copy something. Excuse me, from the grade book. And so when my daughter copied it, the teacher went in and changed a recording of a date. And so I noticed it. It was really, really tiny. And Kaji was like, Mommy, I for some reason came out small. But I was tuned into that particular cell on the paper. And I said, Kaji, didn't you see that? Look at this. she went in and changed the grade, which I knew changed the date, and I knew she was going to do that. So I had told my daughter a while ago, I said, see, you all don't listen. When I speak, y'all need to listen. So I had told her a while ago to print out the grade book, right? And I also told her to do make a screenshot at it. So she looked in her email on her computer and realized that she had screenshotted and realized that the date was different from what the original date was in December 2021. So we printed out. She went and got it printed out, and we went into the meeting. And so, you know, I told my daughter what to say. You know, I said, you know, just say thank you so much. You know, good morning. Thank you so much for meeting with us. You know, we really appreciate it. And, you know, because we had some discrepancies and, you know, my mother will, you know, I'll turn it over to my mother, you know, and she will continue the meeting. My daughter said that to the woman, and she said, I don't want to hear. She said, I don't want to hear from her. I want to hear from you. I want you to advocate for yourself. I was getting ready to say, huh? But my mouth, I closed my mouth. The Holy Spirit closed my mouth. So my daughter said, you know, yeah, I sent you the email, you know, back in December. You know, we had some discrepancies with the date. They were different. Then she started to kind of like allow my, she started to lead my daughter so she kind of get off on the path that we were supposed to go on. So then I said, I told my daughter, I said, you know what, ma'am? I said, I have FERPA, right? And if anybody know about education, when the kids are at a certain age, the professor cannot discuss it with the parent unless the child gives permission or write or sign on this form. So I had mine. And I said, okay, you know what? I have FERPA rights. My daughter was doing her little thing and stuff, but, you know, sometimes you need some Jonathan, right? Sometimes you need some David. And so I said, you know, my daughter was like, okay, you know, I'm looking, you know, we're talking about, you know, these dates. And then, you know, she had my daughter talking about the hybrid and all of that stuff. And I wanted my daughter to stay on point and on task, which was we were only there to address the attendance grade. And so I said to her, well, you know what? I have FERPA rights, so I will be stepping in right now. And so I said, we have some discrepancy with these specific dates. I said, in December, you sent us 4 dates saying that, you know, she these were the dates that, you know, you had used to come up with a grade. And then in June, you sent us 5 more other dates that differ. So something is off with that, right? And so she said, okay, let me look at da-da-da-da. And so when she turned her back, I wrote the paper, and I said, focus on the attendance grade. That's really why we're here. Don't get off track. And so she was she turned her back to us, and she was in the computer once again. You knew we were coming, so you could have printed anything that you wanted to print. So we talked about it. I looked at my documents, and I said to Kaja, you know, I said, here, she sent you a communique, and you told her September 22nd, you were going to accept the grade, right? Accept whatever she sent you because there was some power outage. She said, okay, that was Holy Spirit working. She said, because she started off like really aggressive, right? And so I actually stopped in the middle before I told her that, you know, I have the FERPA right. I shared with her, I said, oh, you know what, I just want to stop for a moment. And the Holy Spirit is leading me to say something to you. And I want to say it. I said, you know, we didn't come here to be combative. We didn't come here to accuse you of anything. We didn't come here to point out faults. We came here so that we can collaborate and get some clarification and some resolution. I said to her, I bought you some gifts. I said, I went into my portfolio because she didn't know that I was an educator. So I said, I too am an educator. And I said, you know, I understand that your job is very tedious. It's very difficult. And we commend you, you know, for the sacrifice that you made. So I started, I had to redirect it again because she was very defensive, right? And so I shared with her something that I took out of my teacher portfolio. I said, I have a portfolio, and I took out something to bring to you, a gift. And the first thing I told her, I read this to her, and I said, a child's life is like a piece of paper on which every person leaves a mark. I said, so we have a responsibility as to what kind of mark are we going to leave on the children that we are touching and that we're teaching. And I gave it to her. I said, this is a gift that I took from my portfolio that I want to give to you from another educator to another educator. And she said, you know what, thank you so much for that. She said, because my belief, my philosophy of education is that I want to leave a mark. Holy Spirit, move now. I want to leave a mark on all the students that I come in contact with. That was nothing but God. Then we continue, and she was going back and forth. There were a lot of discrepancies that she had, and we were able to point it out. Think about when Moses went to Pharaoh, and he asked Pharaoh, he said, you know, you need to let my people go. You need to let the cattle go, all of that. And what did y'all remember what Pharaoh told Moses? He said, no, I will not let, who is this God? I will not let your people go. And then Moses went back again, and he kind of started to negotiate and said, well, I will let the people go, but I will not leave, let the cattle go, right? Remember that? And I'm giving you the abridged version. So it was kind of like that, right? He said, well, I'll give you this one, but I'm not going to give you the others. And I was like, no, we come for a resolution for all of it. So long and short of the story, because I know other people need to get in, so I'm going to give you an abridged version. So I remember saying to her, the Holy Spirit kept having me say this to her repeatedly, we are here for the attendance grade that you gave my daughter back in December 2021. And I kept saying it over and over, and she got really annoyed. She was annoyed. She was like, I don't know what you're not understanding. These are the grades that are that we're disputing. And these grades were from June 8th of this year, which was totally different. So I said, no, ma'am, we are talking about this. I said, I want you to understand, you sent this. My daughter queried and asked you about the missing grades, and you gave her this. You can't now come back in June 8th saying that these are the dates that you used to calculate a grade back in December. It just doesn't make any sense. So we were going, and she was getting, you know, even more annoyed. And I said, well, can you show me your documentation as to what she missed and where she missed? She bought one thing that were not on the paper. And I said, okay, can you show me the other ones? And at the end, a light bulb went on to her when I kept asking her that repeated question about why is it you sent us this day, these days. And then she got it. It just like she said, oh, you know what? Now I understand what you were saying. I said, I'm not crazy. I said, I know you were thinking this woman, she's hard-headed. She's not hearing me. I was. But I'm going off what you said the dates were. So she turned around and she said, oh, let me look. And Kaja said, yeah, that's what we were saying to you. So she looked, right, and I moved so that I could see what she was doing. And for everything she was trying to do to pull up the dates, which was not there, she said, oh, you know what? All right, the 22nd I'm going to give to her, but I'm going to go back because I got to go to class, and I'm going to go back and look at the other one. So I'm praying. I know that God has already worked it out already. So I pray that she will soften her heart and do what is right. I even asked her, because let me tell you how this worked, beloved, how God is good. I ended up bringing a gift for her. Other than the other gifts that I gave her, I bought her a great controversy, depending where you're from, and a ministry of healing. But before I gave it to her, I said to her, because I had them on CD as well. So I said to her, thank you so much for this. You know, this was, you know, I mean, so enlightening. And I said, do you like to read books, or you prefer to read, you know, to hear it on audio? The woman said to me, neither. That's what she said to me. So I said, really? I said, you're a professor and you don't like to read? I said, I get it. I said, I understand that after you finish working with the kids, you don't really want to read anything. But anyway, I come bearing other gifts. So I have this for you. And she tried not to take it. And I said, no. Go ahead and take it. This was bought for you. I said, trust and believe. You will be blessed. Then I gave her another artifact from out of my portfolio. And this artifact read, relationships before rigor, grace before grades, patience before programs, and love before lessons. And this is something, a quote from Brad Johnson that I got from somebody else that I have included in my teaching portfolio. And so I'm going to pray for Dr. Laws as well. I'm going to pray that she will not harden her heart, and she will give the total resolution as she saw. She even said, you know, I made an error. She came out and said that. I said, you know what, and we understand mistake does happen. I make mistake, and, you know, you clearly said you made mistakes. So we're not here to bash you. We're not here to, you know, to gloat on it. But we're just here for the resolution as it pertains to my daughter. So I know that God is going to work it out. She did part of it, and we still have another part for her to work on. But I know that like Sarah, who has to let God's people go, who has to let the cattle and everything that they own go, we know that Dr. Laws is going to do that on behalf of Kaja, not because of me, but because of the God that I serve. So thank you, Sister Leola, for giving that testimony. I just thought that it was powerful, and we can rest assured that what God has said is going to happen. What God has ordained, no man can say it's not going to happen. So my daughter was excited. We prayed before we went in, and we prayed when we got out. And we know we claimed the victory because our God is a good and awesome God. So happy Sabbat Shabbat Shalom to you. And I was glad that I was able to share that with you all.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie. And I just want to testify of that. So the lady, I said, you got to watch your tone. I said, because if you handle everybody like you just talking out loud and talking ugly to people, I say it wouldn't take another person with a temper to come to the back and hurt you and start a whole big mess. But Sister Stephanie, you brought it so well. You, instead of escalating it, that's what they're trying to teach the police department. Instead of escalating the situation, sometimes these people are on drugs, sometimes they may be a little drunk. Don't escalate the situation.
Amen.
Bring it down. And that's what God
Amen.
Wants us
Amen.
To do. And you
Amen.
And you worked it out. And I remember when I did that in that place, listen, there was nobody, it wasn't a drop in there. And then I was able
Amen.
To attend to all the other people in the lobby. I'm telling you, if you de-escalate the situation, you can see it's a calm. Because I told Lee, I say, ma'am, I say, I love you. I said, that's the only reason I'm trying to help you. I said, because what you're saying and the things you're saying, somebody can get upset and it's a real bad turnaround in here. So, Sister Stephanie, it was a blessing. And everybody else here is on here, too. And just as the police department, that's the main thing. We need to, when it comes to a point of voting and what they're calling these police, they're trying to say don't defund the police, meaning defund them until they get their act together and not cause all the problems with family members. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's the example of Christ. And that's the example
right.
of Christ. De-escalating, not, you know what I mean? He said, go and sin no more, you know, just that calm spirit. And so I thank God because, you know, if y'all know me, I can be high strung too. Let's be clear. And so, you know, my daughter was like, mommy, you know, I mean, I was like, listen, we don't have time for that. But I really had to petition and ask the Holy Spirit to come in. And he said, we're going to stop this right now. And we're going to go back and we're going to start. So I thank God for that and for his Holy Spirit moving within, because my intent was to ensure that the seed was planted and she has an experience with God. And so though she tried very hard
Amen.
To cover and harden her heart, the Holy Spirit was moving, and I know it will continue
the Holy
to
Spirit.
Move.
Amen. And Sister Stephanie, you remember when Sister Brenda, Brother John had brought a situation where Sister Brenda was in Walmart. She had testified on that on the prayer line that one lady pushed her, and Sister Brenda had de-escalated the situation. Normally, my sister, okay, you're about to throw down. She about to get beat with a stick or something in there. But praise God, I was so happy to hear Brother John calm, and she didn't say, and she gave the lady some kind of respect. But the point is she de-escalated. She brought the temper down. And brothers and sisters, so important. And I pray that God can be with each and every one of us. So we're going to go on. Thank you so much, Sister Stephanie, for bringing this, because our speaker is on now. And I'm just going to ask the sisters and brothers, is there anyone else that would like to share or just because we're going to have to open up for a prayer. Amen. If there's anyone else just like to say something, would like to give something, because we got to let our speaker on now. So I don't see no one else. So let me open the line for Sister Power. I do see Sister Power on here because we do know that our mother always have a prayer or just something short to say. Amen. 518, that's Sister Power. You on?
Yes,
the line
I am.
Is open. Amen.
Okay, all right. Okay, amen, amen. Happy Sabbath, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. This is Sister Powell from Kingston, Jamaica. I just want to give God thanks for another blessed Sabbath and also hearing the wonderful praise report from Sister Stephanie with the meeting today. God is able to do that. You know, you just have to trust him. You know, you prepare yourself. And I know the Holy Spirit go before, and the meeting was successful. So we know that God is in control. Yes, my dear beloved, we will be going into prayer, and we are going to ask each one of us here to kneel or to bow so that we can present our petition to the Lord. All right, let's pray. Lord, we come before your presence this Sabbath morning to give you thanks and praise for the blessings of the week. You have been so good. You have been so great to us. You have worked out, Lord Jesus, many, many problems, trials, tribulation, sorrow, sickness, pain, ache, distress, Lord. And you have carried us through. We just want to say thank you. We thank you for this gathering, dear Lord, that your children can come boldly to the throne to present our requests to you. And as we present them to you, dear Lord, we are asking you, please do not pass us by. Allow us, dear Lord, to look upon you. Allow us to trust you, and allow us to depend upon you, because we have a loving Father who told us in his word that he will contend with us if we contend with him. Our loving Father who said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. I will not see you in need of anything, because I am here to supply your many needs according to your riches in glory. So we want to thank you for those promises. Tonight, Lord, we want to thank you, Father, for allowing the meeting to be successful with Sister Stephanie and Sister Carter today with Professor Larson. And we leave her in your care. Heavenly Father, the books that she got, we are asking you, Lord, to touch her heart and allow her to read it, and not only read it, absorb, Lord, what she gets so that she can share with others. And also, Lord, that her heart will be softened, not like Pharaoh, but will be softened, Lord, and that she will able to do what is right for these students. Bless our Lord and keep her. And I do know, dear Lord, that the Holy Spirit is working through her and with her even now. We lift up, Lord, our brothers and sisters on this line, everyone who come on this line. You know everything about them. And we ask you, Lord, to have your own sweet way in each life. We also lift up tonight to you the speaker. You know how the speaker, and Father, cover the speaker under your blood. Allow the words that we will present will come straight from you so that your children will be blessed. Lord, we want to thank you. We want to praise you. And help us, Lord, to be faithful to you. Help us to trust you. And help us, Lord, to go and share whatsoever we got, Lord, from your word to others to draw them closer to you. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Thank you, my sister and mother. May God bless you and your ministry. I know the work that she's doing down there in Jamaica, brothers and sisters. I saw the video. Oh, she hosts a beautiful back to school. You should see she had quite a bit children with feeding them, and oh, the parents. I'm telling you, I don't know if it's on YouTube, but by God's grace, we hope we can get put it on YouTube so everybody can get a view of it and see how the work that is going on down there. And I'm telling you, it's so many people turn out. So many children love her, and they be waiting on her to get that good food. You know, those children, they remember, because I'm telling you, I went to Jamaica. I had some of that good food myself, and even brought it back here to Louisiana. So thank you, Sister Power, so much for everything, and even the prayers that you pray for us daily. So we lift you up to God, and God bless you. We love you, brothers and sisters, on this prayer line, and may God bless each and every one of you, and that we listen to this word, and the Lord bless us with this with the word tonight, and may we all take it in and meditate on it, okay? So we're going to open the line for our speaker, Brother Ricardo. Are we asking you to press 1 and your line to be open? I believe I know your number, but I would like for you to press 1 so I can. Brother Ricardo, okay. I got it, 610. Okay, your line is open. And brothers and sisters, Brother Ricardo is our speaker for tonight. Amen.
Good evening, everyone. Can you hear me, Sister Leola?
Yes, I can hear you, brother.
All right, thank you. Thank you so much. Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath to you.
All right. Thankfully, sir, another week again. God has brought us on our way. In spite of what we have going through, we see his goodness in our lives. Even the testimony that we give, that to show that God loves and he cares about all of us. Amen. So let us get right into it. Let us go into a short prayer. You know, we can do nothing with the Holy Spirit. We need the presence and the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. While I'm praying, can you please say a prayer for me that God will touch my lips, that I will not say my words, I will not be heard or seen, but Christ will be lifted and his word be uplifted. Amen. Father in heaven, thank you so much for this preparation day. This is a holy day of yours. This is a sacred day, oh God. And we come together, Lord, to hear the word of God. I'm asking you for your anointing of your Holy Spirit to fall upon our ears, fall upon our mind, fall upon our heart. I'm asking you for your holy angel, an excelling strength to draw nigh to each and every one of us on this prayer line at this moment, I pray. If we sin against you in any form of fashion or way, we ask you to have mercy. For we are weak, but thou art strong. Continue to bless us, continue to keep all of us. Thank you so much for your goodness in our life. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. All right. So our study, we're going to study today, the light of the word in the soul. The light of the word in the soul. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27, read, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Notice what it says. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. So God is enlightening you and I as a candle. You and I represent a candle. Listen again. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inner parts of the belly. So you and I represent a candle. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, Jesus lights you and I candle. He lit up your soul. And when light comes into you and I, darkness spell. So I'm going to sing a little song for you. This song is going to set the stage for what we're going to study. Remember, the light of the word in the soul. This song is called Light the Fire. The song I'm going to sing for you is called Light the Fire. I stand to praise you, but I fall on my knees. My spirit is willing, but my flesh is so weak. Light the fire in my soul, fan the flame, make me whole. Lord, you know, just here again, so light the fire. I feel your arms around me as the power of your healing begins. You breathe life right through me like a mighty rushing wind. Light the fire in my soul, send the flame, make me whole. Lord, you know where I've been, so light the fire in my heart again. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we want Jesus to light the fire in our heart in these last days. We want Jesus to come like never before. Beloved, if you fall from your love tonight, is the opportunity that you can make your calling and election sure, because Jesus about to pour out his anointing, the Holy Spirit, like never before. Brothers and sisters, make way for the coming of the anointing. Make way for the preparation of the Holy Spirit like never before. Brothers and sisters, time for us to repentance, beloved, because Jesus is coming. Jesus about to prepare his people for what to come, beloved, because the Gentiles need to be reached in the highways and the byways. Come again, let us come into the word of God. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 27 again. The spirit of man is the candle of the Lord, searching all the inner parts of the belly. So if you and I represent a candle, who will light our candles? Who will light our candles? Let us see what the Bible says. Go with me to Psalms chapter 18, verse 28. Who will light our candles? Psalms chapter 18, verse 28. Psalms chapter 18, verse 28. It is not time for us to be cold, but to be on fire for the Lord, fire for the service of God, fire for the cause of God in these last days. Yea, the light of this wicked shall be put out, and the spark, sorry, I read the wrong one. For though we light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. In other words, if you have a candle in a dark room and you have a lighter in your hand, in order for you to have light, what you have to do with that candle? You have to light that candle. And when you light that candle in that house, beloved, what you see? Darkness dispel, the whole house lit up with that light. When you accept Jesus Christ, when you dedicate your life, your mind, everything about you to Jesus Christ, Jesus lit up your mind, lit up your circumstances, beloved. That's why now when you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, depression dismissed, fear dismissed, and all these things going to flee, because Jesus Christ now is in the midst. Brothers and sisters, you and I, we are like a candle. And some of the candles, they are cold. And before you light a flash, a lighter, do you know that the spark, before you have the light, you have to have a spark. Then you have the light. When you accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you have a willing heart, before that light come on, a spark has to come on. And if you are willing and let him to come in and to do the work, that spark going to become a light. And that light going to remain. And that light changed everything about you and I. Go with me to Job chapter 18, Job chapter 18, verse 5 and 6. Job chapter 18, verse 5 and 6. Let me show you now. The lighter, when you're lighting, when you come into your room in the house, you know where the light switch is at. Some of you, when you like flipping the switch, you see a spark in the light, in the switch, right? When you see the spark in the switch, then you see the light come on. Jesus wants to light that spark, beloved, so the light can stay on. We do not want to be a flickering light in these last days. We want to be a light that can shine in a dark world. Job chapter 18, verse 5 and 6. Yes, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the fire shall not shine. Notice, the light of the what? The wicked shall be what? Put out, and the spark of his fire. Before you have a fire, you're going to have a spark, right? If you have a matches, and you're going to light the fire, you're going to have a spark, then the light, come on. This is a mystery in itself, beloved. The Holy Spirit, when he comes, he lit up your soul. This fire, beloved, is not to destroy, but this fire is to consume the sin, consume the things that in you and I that is not of God. God wants to lit up your mind, lit up your soul in these last days. Will you allow Jesus to lit light fire? This fire, beloved, is not to consume you, but to consume sin. The hereditary tendency to consume these things, the bad habits, the stubborn sins. Jesus wants to light you and I. But in order for you and I to have light, you have to come to the light, which is the word of God. Go with me to Revelation chapter 18, verse 23. Revelation chapter 18, verse 23. Beloved, we cannot be careless and different regarding reading and study upon God's word. Because if we are being careless and indifferent in these last days and take God's word lightly in our lives, our light is going to be put out. And if our light be put out, the Holy Spirit withdrawn from us. We are in a desolate condition. Revelation chapter 18, verse 23, it reads, and the light of a candle, remember now, you and I what represent what? A candle. If the candle do not have any light, what purpose it serves? But we know that candle, it have a lot of value. You and I, we are valuable in the eyes of God. But because of sin, sin caused you and I fire to go out. But Jesus take upon himself to give you back that life. When you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, he gives you light. He gives you that spark, and that spark become a light in your soul. Notice, can you recall in the past, when you just come to Christ, you don't know, you don't understand certain part of the scripture. But when you maintain and you continue to walk in that light, you realize you start to understand and comprehend certain things. Jesus is light in your mind, light in your understanding, give you discernment, give you wisdom, give you knowledge. These are the lights I am talking about, to light up your mind so you can be whole and comprehend spiritual things. Jesus wants to light your mind, light up your life, that others may see that this woman, this man, this is a changed man. What happened when I accept Jesus Christ in my life? He changed everything. I don't talk the way I talk anymore. I don't live the way I live anymore. I don't eat the way I eat anymore. I don't dress the way I dress anymore. When we used to dress like the world, our understanding is dark. When we used to eat like the world, our understanding is dark. When we used to talk like the world, our understanding is dark. But when Jesus come in, when we start to feed and when we start to eat the word, now our mind lit up with light, lit up with life, lit up with fire. Mercy. This is the beauty of holiness. don't let your light go out. Revelation chapter 18, verse 23, and the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee, and the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. Hold on. If your light go out, what the Bible says, and the voice of the who? Bridegroom. Who's the bridegroom? Jesus, right? And of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth, for by thy sorcery were all nations deceived. So now that's where you see what is going on in our world. The Spirit of God withdrawn from our leaders. The Spirit of God has been withdrawn from the church. The church become colder and cold and colder. And now the church is seeking after the things of the world. Pharmacia, drugs, medication, and all these things to gain money. Pharmacia, sorcery, magic. Go one more step with me. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 20. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 20. Now we in our time that even our young people, they don't even be obedient to their parents anymore. But if I have any young men or young women on this prayer line, I pray that you are not being disobedient to your parents. Take heed to this. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 20. Whoso curseth his father for his mother, whoever curseth his father or his mother, listen to what the Bible says, his lamb shall be, are you hearing this, friend? Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp or his candle shall be put out in obscure darkness. Jesus leave you. The Holy Spirit leave you. Even when you're hoping the word, no understanding. Your understanding is vain. You're going to interpret the word of God on your own opinion. No light. So we must our light shine amongst others. Go with me to Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16. Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 to 16. Listen now. Ye are the light of the world. A city that sits on a hill cannot be hid. Verse 15. Neither do men light a candle. You want to represent a what? Candle. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a what? Bushel. But on a candlestick. Why put it on the candlestick? And it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Whenever you turn that switch on, that light give all who in the house light. When you turn on Jesus' word in your life, in other words, when you eat it, when you practice it, when you live it, light is in you. Light is in you. When the demon them look upon you, they are seeing a shining beam of light. That child is a child of God. Brothers and sisters, let us not fool ourselves that we are believers and have no light. Let us not fool ourselves. We are nothing but a candle with no light. We need to have light in these last days. Verse 16, let your light so shine before who? Men, that they may see your what? Good work. And glorify your Father which is in heaven. I pray you ain't taking no credit for yourself now. Whatever you do for the Lord, let no one praise you. Say, stop right there, my sister. Stop right there, my brother. I am nothing but a decorated dust. I am here today, tomorrow I'm gone. It's nothing but Jesus, his power, his glory working in through me. Give all praise, glory, and honor to him. Let us move on. So who is the light of the world? We know this one. Who is the light of the world? Go with me to John chapter 8, verse 12. Who is the light of the world? Jesus. Brothers and sisters, we are present truth believers. We know present truth. But what What the benefit, what it profit us to know present truth, and we do not know Jesus Christ? Jesus Christ is present truth. We need to know Jesus. Brothers and sisters, when you have the light of Jesus, any attitude, if you have anger problem, the light vanish anger problem. If whatever problem you have, the light going to make your whole life a difference. You cannot be in this message all many years and you still have a bad attitude, still living like an Eden, a sinner. Something is wrong. You just have a form of godliness and you deny the power. This power to come into you and I to shape your will and your mind, to cause you to walk like Jesus, live like Jesus, speak like Jesus, eat like Jesus, and function like Jesus. John chapter 8, verse 12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Pause. Notice what Jesus said. Jesus is telling you and I, Advent light, first time listener, regular listener, I am the light of the world. Even though you see the dark things that is going on in this world, crime and violence, oppression of the poor, the rich are getting richer and the poor are getting poorer, homelessness and all of these things, abuse, children have been missing. This world is dark. But if you are not in this dark world, the Bible said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. The light is supposed to be with you. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He that follow me, notice what Jesus said. At Advent light, if you follow me, you shall not walk in darkness, but you shall have the light of life. Notice, Jesus wants to give you and I light and life. When Jesus is in your heart, when Jesus is in your soul, he gives you life. If you are in depression, life come into you. If you are sad, life come into you. Your spirit cannot be broken anymore when life is in you. A broken spirit dry up the bones, but a merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Whatever sickness you have, when light come in, beloved, no more stumbling blocks, because you are not walked in darkness, beloved. When Jesus come into your life, when Jesus takes full control of your mind, your thought, your actions, you will light come into you, and also fire. This light is fire. Do you know that the word of God, it is fire? Notice right here again, Jesus going to give you light. When you light a fire, if you're outside and you light fire, that fire gives you light, right? I want you to catch this now. Don't miss it. When you light fire, the literal fire, it consumes, it can damage you, right? But the light, the fire of the Holy Spirit, the baptism of the Holy Spirit is not to consume you, it's to consume the sin, burn out the sin, purge out the sin. Remove sin from your life. You and I cannot do this. Human knowledge, human technology, human utensil cannot do this. But only the work of Jesus Christ and his word and the Holy Spirit, which is the third person of the Godhead. And the Holy Spirit is not the mind of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is not Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. He is a being. He is a distinct being. He had a personality just like you. The Holy Spirit can be grieved just like you. The Holy Spirit can be vexed just like you. The Holy Spirit can be disappointed just like you. The Bible says, grieve not away the Spirit which whereby you are healed. The Holy Spirit seals you and I, beloved. Do not get confused and misled by this pagan teaching. The Holy Spirit given to you and I as a down payment. If you believe these things, woe unto us. The Holy Spirit is a comforter. When you are down and somebody is cheering your spirit, what they are doing? Comfort you. But also the Holy Spirit come to rip the world of sin. Come back with me now. Do you know that the word of God is like fire? Go with me to Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. Remember now, Jesus only want to give you light and life. Catch these words. Very, very important. The Holy Spirit, Paracletos. Amen? Paracletos. Divine being. Jesus want to give you light and life. Sometimes we read these things and we go over it, but we're going to go deep now. Let the Bible speak to us. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water. Who is speaking? John the Baptist. I indeed baptize you with water. Matthew chapter 3, verse 11. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I. Who John the Baptist talking about? Regarding Jesus. Whose shoe I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with what? Fire. So repentance way for the baptism of the what? Holy Spirit. Beloved, you cannot repent and keep doing the same thing, expecting a different result. It don't happen like that. He that covereth his sin shall not prosper. But he that confess and forsake shall find mercy. Notice what the word of God again said. I baptize you with what? Water. Unto what? Repentance. But he that cometh after me is what? Mightier than I. Whose shoes I am not what? Worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with what? The baptism of the Holy Ghost coming to him. The baptism of the Holy Ghost. And with what? Fire. When this baptism of the Holy Spirit come upon you, you're going to receive two things. The power of the Holy Spirit and also with fire. If you don't believe me, go with me to Acts chapter 2, verse 3. Acts chapter 2, verse 3. I'm going somewhere with this fire. This fire is light. I'm showing you that God, Jesus wants to lit up your life, lit up your soul with light in these last days. Do you want it? He wants to give you the assurance that you bought with a great price. Acts chapter 2, verse 3. And there appear unto them, this is dealing with Pentecost. Remember John the Baptist said, I baptize you with water unto what? Repentance. In order for you to receive the Holy Spirit, you have to come to a knowledge of your need, of yourself, of your sinful nature, sinful lifestyle. If you don't come to this reality, you will never receive the Holy Spirit. You only have a knowledge of the word, but not the power. And the Bible says, of a form of godliness, just like Christian, talk like Christian, walk like Christian, speak like Christian, sweet words, nice, but no power. No power to arouse others. No power to arouse your own soul and to see your own need in these last days to break up your family ground. For it is time for the Lord to rain righteousness upon you and I. Acts chapter 2, verse 3. There appear unto them cloven tongues. We're going to come somewhere with that again. Remember, with the tongue we what? Confess. With the tongue we what? Make repentance unto who? God. Watch this right here. This is very deep now. Don't sleep on me, friend. With the tongue, we do what? Make confession. With the tongue, we use to make what? Repentance. And repentance make way for what? The baptism of the Holy Ghost with what? Fire. Read it again. And there appear unto them cloven tongue like as a fire. Oh. appear unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. When the baptism of the Holy Spirit fall upon the disciple and everyone who are on them, was they making their calling and election sure, confessing their sins? What fall upon them? The Holy Ghost. Like cloven tongues, like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. I want to know, were you baptized with the Holy Ghost with fire? When you baptized with the Holy Ghost with fire, do you know that your words that you speak on Jesus' behalf, they're like fire set up in your bones? When you speak to others, they can stand in your presence. All they have to do is surrender or reject. They have to flee, beloved, because your words, they're like fire set up in your bones, set up in your soul. Jesus wants to use you at Advent Life in these last days. Prepare yourselves. Repent of your sins. Jesus is coming. Repent. If you want to touch your tongue, look at the tongue now. We deal with fire and the Holy Spirit and tongue. The light is fire. Fire is light. Don't miss this. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 6. Isaiah chapter 6. Because some of us tongue need to be touched in these last days. We have slick mouth, beloved. And you can't go to heaven with slick mouth. You're going to curse out the angel. How this angel get all of these things? And I'm serving you, oh Lord Jesus. Beloved, our tongue need to be converted. Because it is the smallest member and it is unruly. But we have such a great ship in the sea, in the ocean. And we have a little wheel. We turn the ship, beloved. We want the Holy Spirit that can curve and turn our tongue. We need to be like Isaiah, Lord, touch my tongue, because I dwell among unclean lips. Go with me to Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5 to 7. Isaiah chapter 6, verse 5 to 7. Give you time to find it. All right? Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips. What? Isaiah just said, woe is me. Do you see a need? Woe is me, Lord. Whatever your situation, whatever your shortcoming, whatever your weakness, woe is me, Lord, for I am undone. Wait, there is hope. Listen. Then said I, woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. Mercy. For mine eyes have seen the King, who is the King of glory. For mine eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. Verse 6. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a what? Live coal in his hand. Brothers and sisters, we need this live coal. Each and every one of us on this prayer line. When the God touch your tongue, wherever this sin lies, this fire gonna consume the sin. Beloved, let us continue to read. Word of God is deep. Then flew one of the seraphim unto me, having a live coal in his hand. This coal is fire now. Where he take this coal from? Having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongue from off the altar. And he, verse 7, and he laid it upon my mouth. Lo, this had touched thy lips and thine iniquity, what? All of us, we have iniquity. And thine iniquity is taken away, and thy sin is purged. Jesus wants to blot out sin forever. That's why he is in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary. Brothers and sisters, you and I, sins, they are on the record. But beloved, if you are only confessed, your sin is on the record. Jesus cannot take up your case
Why? Because you are not making the necessary preparation to confess it, to forsake it, rather. Only confess, not only to repent, not only to be sorry for your sin, but say, Lord, take it away from me, because this sin crucify you afresh. This sin put you on the cross. This sin caused them to put a blow on your head and it bruised you. This sin, Lord, caused blood to gush down your face, on your beard, in your eyes, Lord. You barely can see me. But while my sin causing you pain, you're still saying, Lord, leave them. But they know not what they have done. Jesus is coming, beloved. Get ready. Get out. Porch on the altar. Jesus loves you. He loves the sinner, but he hates the sin. You must hate your own sin, not your brother's sin, your own sin. Set the beam out of your own eye first. Isaiah said, I am undone. I have unclean lips. I have unclean heart. I have unclean bad attitude. I have unclean temper. I'm intemperate in everything, oh God. Unclean, woe is me. Touch me, oh God. Give me that live coal. By faith, you must claim upon the promise of God. Jesus wants to purge you and I. Sins forever. We don't want our name to be on the book of record. We want our name to be on the book of record. And Jesus said, righteous still. Holy still. Let us move on. Go with me one more step. Now you see, light is fire. And fire is also light. Because when you light the fire, what you get? Light. But the light of the Holy Spirit, the light of the Word, is a discerner, piercing. Notice right here. Touch this. When you're coming off the road and night catch you out there, and you know you lock off all the light, the whole house is dark, right? What you got to do is to cause the house to be in light. You got to turn that switch. When you flip that switch, you're going to have a spark. When it sparks so quick, light comes. What's going on? The light penetrates the darkness, and the darkness dispels. All of a sudden, the whole house dark in darkness. All of a sudden, your soul is in darkness. All of a sudden, your lifestyle is in darkness. But when Jesus comes into your heart, when Jesus comes into your life, your whole soul, your whole mind become full of light. You don't catch that of the light. Beloved, you're supposed to be out there and say, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. This is what I want, oh God. This is what God has in store for each and every one of us. Do you want it? It's there. We are reading it, asking for it. Pray about the scripture. Lord, you say you're going to give me this. Isaiah said, woe is me. Lord, no. Woe is me. Lord, Isaiah said, I have unclean lips and I dwell among a people with unclean lips. But Lord, the seraphim, bring the coal and touch the live coal. The fire is alive. The fire is to consume the sin. Beloved, do not wait too long, friends, to delay with sin, compromise with sin, slide it with sin, gliding with sin, laying with sin, pumping with sin, hopping with sin, leaping with sin. No, because that sin going to consume with you. But Jesus wants to consume the sin, not the sinner. He loved the sinner, but he hates the sin. So you have to realize the condition that you and I are in. Jesus come to save the world from what? Sin. Sin is darkness. The wage is of sin is what? Death. Darkness is death. Darkness is torment. But Jesus come to give you life. Go with me to Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 14.
The word of God, they are fire. If the word of God is in your mind, they are that fire shut up in your bones, shut up in your soul, shut up in your tongue, shut up in your mind, shut up in your eyes, shut up in your ears. That's why you can hear his still small voice speaking unto you. That's what the Bible says, for though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh, for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God, pulling down strongholds, casting down imagination, and bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. What the light do? Everything that exalts itself, because light, darkness cannot penetrate light, but light penetrates darkness. Thing that exalts, every darkness that exalts itself against light, light cancels out. The word of God, it is light. We need this light. When you have this light, your whole life changes. When you turn on the light in the house, everything changes. Now you can see. But if you walk in darkness, you are stumbling and you know not where you're going. But when you have light, you know where you are going. You need this light. Jesus is light. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14. Wherefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts, because ye speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth, what? Fire. Jesus want this word not only to read his word, Advent lifetime listener, first and second, third time listener, regular listener. No, Jesus saying, my word, they are like fire. My word, they are light. My words, they are life. I want this life-saving word to shut up in your bones, shut up in your heart. Beloved, if you have arthritis, the word of God, tell that arthritis, and this tell that arthritis, beloved. This is the word of God we are talking about. The word of God, it is alive, and they are spirits. You remember what Jesus said in John chapter 6, verse 63? The words that I have spoken to you, they are life, and they are spirit. The word of God, it is spirit. It is alive. It's sharp like a two-edged sword. Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 14, wherefore thus says the Lord God of hosts, because ye speak this word, behold, I will make my words in thy mouth fire, and this people wood, and it shall devour them. Beloved, this fire, if we would delay, it's going to devour us. Devour us. Because sin cannot stand in God's presence. But God give you and I the opportunity. Allow this fire to do its work. Allow this fire to purge out sin. Allow this fire to purge out every uncruel and hateful bird that is not like not of God will be moved from you and I record. Amen. Go one more step with me. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. Light, life, spirit, fire. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. Is not my word like a fire? What God just said? God is asking you a question. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 29. God is saying, is not my word like as a fire, says the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. Pause right here. Catch this. Because the word of God, like fire, it also like a hammer. Because if you put fire on something too long, it's going to penetrate that and it's going to burn it. It's just like you're pounding something with a hammer. The fire is like that. The fire is going to pour in that sin out of you. Knock it out, beloved. You and I need this fire to conquer sin. Knock sin out of your mind. Knock sin out of your life. Fire.
cut up in your bone. Notice when Peter never received the Holy Spirit. Peter was a man quick to talk, quick to get hungry. But when the Holy Spirit fell upon them with fire of cloven, Peter was a changed man. This word of God caused it to be the most educated among all classes. They could not gainsay Peter. Only thing they have to say, these men, they were with Jesus. Even the illiterate man become literate. Educated. This is true education, beloved. This is higher than PhD, not a permanent damage, but a permanent fix up wholeness. Beloved, Jesus wants to fix you up, you and I, in these last days. Get ready, because he's coming. Jeremiah chapter 20 now, verse 9. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse 9. Then said I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in mine heart as a burning fire, mercy, shut up in my bones. And I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay. Jeremiah, the people that was mocking Jeremiah, sometimes you and I get so discouraged and people slam their door in your face, you're witnessing for Christ. People may throw water in your face, spit in your face, and threaten you, if you come to my house again, I will blow your head off. You get so discouraged. But because of the word of God shut up in your bones, you cannot keep quiet. You cannot keep yourself. Brothers and sisters, Jesus loved you. Remember John 8:12? And Jesus spoke unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. I am the fire of the light. I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. When you are in Jesus, Jesus gives you light. And this light becomes the life of man. Notice again, when you are in Jesus, when you and I are in Jesus, Jesus gives you light. And this light becomes the light. What do you mean by that? Is that so? Go with me to John chapter 1, verse 4. John chapter 1, verse 4. Let us see if the Bible can speak for itself. Oh, yes. John chapter 1, verse 4. In him was life, and the life was the light of man. In who? In who was life? Jesus. And this life was the what? Light of man. Notice what John chapter 8 verse 12 said. But he shall have light of life. Everyone who walks with Jesus will not walk in darkness anymore. Remember now, this light, fire is the Holy Ghost. This fire is the word of God. All in the same. Because the baptism of the Holy Spirit comes with fire as well. We're coming to a close. Give you a few more scriptures. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5. Verse 8. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 8. The light of the word in the soul. For ye were sometime darkness. Notice again. You and I represent the candles. And also the body can symbolize you and I like house or a vessel. When Jesus never seen this house, notice. Jesus said, I behold, I stand at the door and what? Knock. Pause. The Bible is enlightening you and I, give us an example that you and I represent a house. But this house full of darkness. But now, every time Jesus is knocking that door is parking that door, which is your heart. Every time, if you open that door, beloved, that light going to shine. That light going to lit up that house. That light going to lit up your mind. That light going to lit up your life. Notice when that light come in your life, you don't drink no more. You don't go to the club anymore. You don't cuss like a drunken fella anymore. You don't go to the club and all of these things anymore. You don't cheat anymore. You don't steal anymore.
You don't sleep around anymore, because like Jesus said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. This knock is the spark, because if you do not open the door, yes, you may see a little spark under the door or through the creases. But if you open this door, beloved, the whole house, your whole soul will become light. I know, because remember, when somebody comes into your house, you have stranger, you're going to make the necessary preparation to welcome your visitor, right? Or your guest, right? No, Jesus is the guest. And Jesus wants to come into you and our life. What you're going to do? You're going to make way of repentance for the baptism of the Holy Ghost with fire. You're going to repent and you're going to confess and you're going to forsake by the power of the help of the Holy Spirit and holy angels that are going to fight back the force of darkness, which is the demon, to make way for your guest, to make way for the bridegroom, to make way for your eye, to make way for your sympathizing Savior, because Jesus Christ is knocking. Jesus Christ is knocking. He's flashing. A spark of light is beating upon the door. If you open that door, when you flash that flashlight, now when you got a spark, then you see the light. But if you do not open that door, you will not have no any light. But when you're hoping that light, you say, I will come in and dine with him, and he with me, I sup with him, and he with me. Notice what Jesus said. I am the light of the world. He that follow me, he that allow me to open the door of his life, open the door of his secret sin, I will come in and sup with him, sup with her, sup with Advent light. Beloved, Jesus wants to come in. Let him in. Let him lit up your life. Let him lit up your circumstances. Let him lit up everything that's going on around and about you that is not right. When Jesus is in your life, Satan has to take, pack up his suitcase and get out. Jesus come. Jesus is in the midst. He is your guest. Prepare your heart for your guest. Prepare your heart for your Savior. Prepare your heart for your King. He is coming. He is coming. Sing this song again for you. Coming to close. I stand to praise you, but I fall on my knees. My spirit is willing, but my flesh is so weak. Light the fire in my soul, fan the flame, make me whole. Lord, you know, just fill up in, so light the fire in my heart again. I feel your arms around me, like the power of your healing begin. You breathe life right through me, like a mighty rushing wind. Light the fire in my soul, fan the flame, make me whole. Lord, you know, just where I've been, so light the fire in my heart again. Beloved, wherever you are, wherever you go, wherever you're coming from in life, Jesus wants to light your fire, and Jesus wants to fan that flame so that fire will not go out. And while he's fanning that flame, Jesus wants to make you whole. Jesus wants to wrap his arms around you. While he puts his arms around you, beloved, the healing can start. Brothers and sisters, if you have a broken heart in the past regarding relationships, regarding children, regarding husbands, regarding business, regarding whatever experience you're going through, when Jesus put his arms around you, the healing can start to begin. Beloved, Jesus coming with healing, with restoration, with peace, with joy. Jesus wants to put a joy, a smile on your face. 7-day Adventist, you are not supposed to be walking around here with a sour face, with a frown face. Beloved, your jaw is supposed to go around and touch in your cheek at this moment, because Jesus Christ is coming. Jesus Christ is making way for you to receive him in these last Advent life. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for your word, your light, your life, your fire. Lord, let this fire, let your word shut up in our bones, oh God. Lord, some of us, we've fallen from our first love. We've fallen from the light. We've fallen from the fire. We've fallen from the light. But Lord, rekindle this fire. Rekindle this life. Rekindle this light. Rekindle the Holy Spirit back in our hearts. Let us be upon fire, oh God, that we want to go on the highways and the byways. Lord, we will not keep quiet anymore. Our voice like a trumpet, and give the trumpet a certain tone and tell them that Jesus Christ is in the wilderness crying, coming to prepare a people in these last days. And we are the light bearer in these last days. Father in heaven, bless your people as we are about to depart. Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will not depart from us. We pray that your presence will not depart from us. We pray that your holy angels, that excel in strength, will not depart from us. And whatever we fail to ask, so we ask it to grant it unto us. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank God for the power of his word. And I want to thank the Lord for Brother Ricardo, for Brother, I want to thank the Father for his children here on the prayer line, for the brothers and sisters that's out of the country. Oh, we thank God for the word. And I thank you, Brother Ricardo, because I tell you, if I can go back to the day when I first came in the church, I was on fire. And, brother, I want to thank God for this word because we got to get back. So I thank God for this word. I thank God for all the brothers and sisters that joined us tonight and supported the prayer line. So God bless you, and may everyone have a blessed and a happy Sabbath. And especially those that's from out of the country, Canada, I think it's Japan, Korea. It's quite a few countries that's joined us. So brothers and sisters, let us keep them in prayer. And may God bless them and as they listen to this word. And, you know, go back and study. So God bless everyone and have a happy Sabbath, a good night. And I'm just going to play this song. And God bless you all. Thank you again, Brother Ricardo. Amen.